that music, that means it's time for us to break open God's Word in the Book of Psalms, the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, and the Book of Sung Praises, the hymnal used by our Jewish brothers and sisters, and also used by us in the whole, as Catholics, the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. We have the Psalms every time we have Mass. And today's Psalm, we're going to look at Psalm 62. So Psalm 62 is in Book 2 of the Psalms, Psalms 42 to 72. And within Book 2, Psalms 51 to 72 are attributed to David. And I love this Psalm. You know, we're not going to get through the whole thing. It's pretty lengthy. But this is also one of the Psalms. We talked about a Psalm like this before that has, it's written by David, but also the title Jeduthun. Jeduthun in Hebrew means lauder or praiser, right? And so we have Psalms 39, 62, today's Psalm, and 77, which have the name Jeduthun in it. And so the prescript is the entire first verse of this Psalm, Psalm 62. It says, for the choir master intoned like Jeduthun, right? So that's interesting. So that could mean that the tune is, he wants it intoned like another tune done by Jeduthun. So for example, in Psalm 39, it says, for the choir master, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David, right? So David had a particular choir master in mind, Jeduthun, to put music to this psalm. And so here it says intoned like Jeduthun. So in other words, I want this to sound like one of Jeduthun's songs. You know how songwriters have a particular style, a particular way of writing a song or crafting music to a song. And so I'm sure David had that kind of style in mind that's carried forward here in this prescript of Psalm 62. But I love this psalm, so let's dive in. So verse 2. In God alone is my soul at rest. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. Never shall I falter. I love the way David dives into this psalm. I love it. In God alone is my soul at rest. Yes, we talked before about peace. You know, how in the office of readings or vigils, the second reading is from this, at least this week, has been from Gaudium et Spes, the Second Vatican Council document on the church in the modern world, talking about peace. And so David understands that the peace in his soul comes from God, right? There's nothing. Yeah, okay, there may be people in this world that can put us at peace. There may be places that we can go to, like in nature or, you know, adoration, where we can find peace. But ultimately, true peace comes from God. If we go to adoration, who's there? God. If we go into nature, who's there? God. Right? So we can't escape the reason for that peace. And we talk about this a lot. I know that this is a common theme from Ace. You know, he talks about finding your peace and getting your peace. You know, so David understands. He comes out swinging here in verse 2. And God alone is my soul at rest and my soul at peace. My salvation comes from him. Right? So again, I love this balancing peace with salvation. Right? Peace. And that's why we shouldn't be afraid of anything in this world. Or we shouldn't be afraid of the results of the election. Right? Because ultimately God's in charge, right? for good or for bad. God is in charge, you know? And so, I have peace because ultimately whatever happens, you know, God is in control. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. I love that language of security, right? A fortress, a rock, his salvation. Never shall I falter. Why? Because I'm standing on a solid rock and foundation of a deep, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Therefore, I am not moved. I am confident. I am unafraid, it says in another psalm. Love that. Verse 4. How long will you all attack one man to break him down? as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence. You see, I love this. So David says, look, I'm at peace. My soul is at peace. Why? Because I'm on the rock. I'm on the rock of my salvation. I'm on the fortress. I'm not going to be moved. And so he's looking, he's from that perch of security in God's love. He's looking down at the world that's trying to knock him off of that foundation. Don't follow God, follow me. Follow woke. Follow the ways of the world. Follow what your friends think. Don't follow God, right? And he's looking at the futility of it. How long will you all one tack one man to break him down? You want me to sway like a reed in the wind. You know, you want me to be malleable like a piece of clay or a Play-Doh, right? Mold and shape it to whatever you want me to be. No, I am not going to allow you to mold me into your image. Why? Because I'm made in the image and likeness of God. And I'm standing firm on a solid foundation of God's love and God's insecurity that comes from God's love. I don't need you to dictate to me how I should be living my life. Nope. You know, I love the confidence of David as he looks around, he looks into the world from his perch of security in God's love. And he's not worried about it because he's confident that the Lord is going to be the one that strengthens him. You know, so I just wish more of us in our Catholic faith had that confidence to stand up to this culture that's trying to knock us down from our relationship with the Lord.
Yeah, I've heard it said, don't be Play-Doh, be a Weeble. Because you remember Weebles, they wobble, but they don't fall down.
They don't fall down.
So you can let people come at you and you can, you know, bounce around and wobble and dance. But, you know, you still come right back up because you know who you are and Christ. And so I like that. So when all else fails, be a Weeble.
See, now I got this thing in my head of the Weeble moving around right. from the television commercial.
And the next time someone comes at you, you'll even be thinking that. So then there's no way to let it get to you, right? You know, when someone's trying to press their opinions or decisions upon you, it's like, yeah, okay, man, thanks for that.
Wobble.
Well, you know. Yeah, there you go.
But I think that's even a dance.
Fall.
Yeah, you know, let me see you wobble. Like, that's a wedding dance.
Yeah.
It's the DJ in me. I've seen it enough. It's very traditional.
Oh boy, let's continue before we lose it here. All right, verse 5. There again, he continues. David continues his thought. All right, this is called enjambment. I know it's a technical thing, but it basically it's continuing the thought of the previous lines of the psalm. It's not exactly the same, but it continues that along that same thought. That's called an enjambment. The technical kind of theological phrase. All right. Their plan is only to bring down. See, they take pleasure in lies. Oh, my goodness. But David could be talking about the culture today, right? They're trying to bring us down. They're trying to deplatform and cancel and take away the voice of people of faith and trying to take away the voice of reason and logic in the face of the illogical, distorted, twisted, truth, subjective truth of the cultures is trying to shove down our throats today. They all take pleasure in lies. You know, here's the thing. When you know that someone is lying to you, when you finally realize you're being lied to, will you continue to let the person lie to you? No. Then why do we do it in this culture? We know they're looking to face and lie to us about what marriage is and gender is. And we just stand there like, come on, seriously? This is why we need to learn and know our faith. What are we afraid of? Look at David here. You know, he sees the fallacy of the culture, but we're too afraid about what people think and being politically correct and hurting people's feelings that we don't stand up for our faith. We wonder why our kids leave the church. With their mouth, they utter blessing, but in their hearts, they curse. Ooh, David's calling them out here. You know, they're double-tongued. They're saying one thing that sounds good out of their mouth, but inside in their heart, right? Remember what Jesus said, what defiles you comes from the inside, right? What defiles you comes from the inside, right? So in their heart, yeah, their words may sound sweet like honey, but in their hearts there's malice. Right? Then find the last two verses, and we'll continue the rest of the psalm another time.
For more on the Soulful Psalms with Deacon Harold Berg Sivers, check out Beacon of Truth weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio and streaming everywhere you listen to podcasts.